You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You hear that music, you know what that means. It's time for our weekly interview with an editor from the Gulf Breeze News. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joining us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is Melanie Cormandy. She's the managing editor of the Gulf Breeze News. Melanie, thanks for joining me here on News Radio 92.3.
Well, hi there. Thank you for having me.
So what we got going on in the Gulf Breeze News this week to let us know about?
Yeah, so one of our big stories this week is a rezoning request that's been made to turn a 5.8-acre parcel located in Hickory Shores Boulevard from an R1 single-family residential into an R3 medium-high-density residential. Now, the Hickory Shores neighborhood, it is located down the highway several miles east of the city of Gulf Breeze, and on Hickory Shores Boulevard is also the Beacon Senior Living Facility, and...
All right, looks like we might have lost Melanie right there. We'll give her a call back real quick. So, PJ, I'll give her a call back. In the meantime, let me go ahead and share with you this. It's 82 degrees already here in the Pensacola area. It's warming up fast. Already 85. Depending on where you are, it could be it's 77 or 81 over in, like, Pensacola Beach area. But 85 degrees, going to be a high of 91 today. Excessive heat warning today, though, as we are going to have triple digits heat index. And it'll be triple digits heat index pretty much for the next few days. And it seems like it's going to be triple digit heat index around the entire country just about. It's a hot 4th of July. All right, join us back on the News Radio 92.3 hotline is Melanie Cormandy. Melanie, you were just telling us about Hickory Shores and that progress right there. So give us a little bit more. Continue on about Hickory Shores for us.
Yeah, sure. So Hickory Shores is located down east from the city of Gulf Breeze, and there's also a senior living facility and a treatment facility. And the residents in the area, I drove down there a couple of days ago, and it's a really nice, quiet neighborhood, but the residents down there are pretty concerned about having a higher density structure in their neighborhood. So there's going to be a zoning board meeting in Santa Rosa County on Thursday, July 9th. So I would think that there's probably going to be a pretty big turnout at that meeting.
Yeah. It's one of those things, I get it. We've talked about it many times here on the show throughout all the Pensacola area. A lot of people are opposed to higher density housing, yet that seems to be the answer to try to get housing prices down or at least keep them from skyrocketing. So it's kind of a catch-22 right there. What's this Restore Council? What is this about?
Yeah, so the Restore Council, it's a federal agency established under the 2012 Restore Act, and they administer a portion of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill settlement. Now, they have a biannual meeting, and a lot of representatives of the area are part of the council. That includes the City of Gulf Breeze, the city manager, Santa Rosa County commissioners. They're all on the council. So they had their biannual meeting recently, and we just have a really good update in the paper about ongoing projects, funding increases. A lot of the projects that are going on right now are partially paid for by the Deepwater Horizon oil spill settlements. That includes the Thomas Lambert Wastewater Treatment Facility expansion and Tiger Point Septic to Sewer, conversions throughout the county, Santa Rosa County. So we have a really good update on what the Restore Council talked about last week.
Excellent. Talking to Melanie Cormandy, she's the managing editor of the Gulf Breeze News right here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Final thing here, Melanie, what do we have in the paper? Anything about upcoming elections, primaries, candidates, things like that?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. The city of Gulf Breeze, their notice of candidate qualifying period for the city council is coming up. So currently there are two seats that are up for re-election, currently held by Councilwoman Brittany Simpson and also by Mayor Pro Tem Randy Abear. Now, the candidate qualifying period begins on Monday, August 3rd, and Friday, August 14th. You can see the city clerk. She's the official filing officer for the city of Gulf Breeze, and you can see her for more information. Now, the candidate qualifying packets are available electronically on the city's website, or they can be picked up from the city clerk starting Monday.
All right. Melanie, how can people get a hold of the Gulf Breeze News?
Oh, yeah. Well, the best way to do is subscribe. It's, I think, $59 a year, and we'll have it directly mailed to your post office box every Thursday. We're located at pretty much anywhere where you can buy groceries in the city of Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, Navarre, and even in downtown Pensacola.
Actually, I got a quick question for you here, Melanie. The texter texted in. Want to know, what is the new building going up by the elementary school playground just off of the new ice cream shop?
Yeah, so that is going to be a Five Brew. It's a coffee shop. You just drive through it. It's not a sit down and have a coffee type of place. But yeah, it's going to be a Five Brew.
Okay, yeah.
Seven Brew. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Thanks, Melanie. I appreciate you joining us here on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll see you in the brief.
All right. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives at PJ.
All right, thanks, Bobby. I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. Summit Boulevard not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. So Tate High School earning its first ever A school grade. That's right. So it's from the Florida Department of Education. It's a historic milestone. The school has never achieved this rating before. So, obviously, marks pretty significant progress for student performance as well as school performance metrics. So, congratulations to Tate High School. That's awesome to be able to get that. There's something that happened earlier in the week that I wanted to bring up. I've had it in my queue to talk about since we're talking about education with Tate High School. It's a good time to bring it up. Florida implemented a ban preventing undocumented immigrants from enrolling in state colleges and also GED programs at state institutions. So undocumented immigrants can no longer basically have access to higher education or even GED programs at higher education places. So on the surface, this is something you go, well, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if somebody wants to attend our colleges and universities in our state, from a different country, they have to apply for a student visa. So I guess, you know, if they want to attend, they need to apply for a student visa. But of course, if they did apply for a student visa, they'd probably get denied because they're here as an undocumented immigrant. And so I, on the surface, you're like, yeah, this makes sense. But this is where we go back to the whole Obama's Dreamer Act, the DACA Act. Dreamers are basically youth or the individuals who came here to America as a child, usually by a parent who brought them here. So they didn't have a choice. They weren't like, I want to go to America. I'm just going to sneak into the country, or I'm going to just go there on some visa and I'm going to wait out my visa. And when the visa expires, I'm just going to stay. No, it was none of that stuff. They didn't come here on their own volition in most cases. Well, I say most cases, but, you know, after DACA got passed, we had all those unaccompanied minors that flooded into the country after that. But the point is these are kids who, many of them, don't know of any kind of life outside of America. I actually know a couple of people that are dreamers. That, I mean, they They don't even speak. They speak English. Like, they don't even speak Spanish. They don't speak. They have no idea what their home country, where they were actually born, is like. They have no idea. You know, they have some culture stuff because of their, you know, family or whatever. But they don't know anything other than American life. And so this is one of these areas where you're like, okay, so now you just ban them from being able to advance at all economically or professionally. But there's this catch-22. If you do what Obama did and you go, look, we're going to treat Dreamers just like you're American citizens. You get all the same rights. Then what happened was we had this massive migration of unaccompanied minors. Basically, parents just telling their kids, look, just get to America and you're set. You don't have to immigrate there anymore. Now you can just be there. And as long as you're a kid, you're home clear. You're home free. Obviously, that created tons of problems with human trafficking and all kinds of other issues, right? So I do think there should be something that we can be understanding of kids that they did not have a choice. We can't just say, I'm going to deport you and send you back where you came from. They're like, I came from America. Like, this is all I know. And so there's got to be an understanding of that, but there's got to be better provisions, better education or something like this for to be like, there needs to be evidence that you grew up here, that this is where you're from or something like that. So, because otherwise you get these other problems. Like, look, the DACA that Obama, the executive order that Obama did, it had very good intentions, but it had way too many gaps and way too many loopholes in it. and had all these terrible unintended consequences. Well, this will have terrible unintended consequences as well, just banning all undocumented immigrants from being able to get any kind of higher education or even a GED. That can create unintended consequences. So there's got to be a balance there. I don't know what it is. I ain't saying I know what it is, but to me, on the surface, the logical thing is we just need some sort of evidence that shows that you've been in the country since you were a kid and you didn't just come here unaccompanied and things like that. But who knows what I'm talking about. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Here's a text. Dreamers can, however, become citizens through existing immigration avenues. Yeah, and actually, I mentioned I know a couple people who are Dreamers, and both of them are working with immigration attorneys right now to try to get that done. But, geez, the cost that they're sharing with me, it's kind of jaw-dropping. All right. Coming up here next, I do want to talk a little bit about jobs report that just came out, but we're also going to get an update from David Wayne in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
Hey, you know, your house is full of complicated systems that are all different, but they're all kind of similar in the fact that they're complicated. For example, the plumbing. You know, it's a fairly complicated system. Electrical, heating, air conditioning. They're not all the same, but, you know, Robert Peden started a company back in 1969 in Panama City wanting to basically fix air conditioners and install air conditioning systems. Well, HVAC became plumbing, became electrical, generators became not just a company in Panama City, but expanded to Pensacola a long time ago in Ellison Field, east to Tallahassee, west farther, even more recently into Baldwin County, and even to Mobile, so two states, two time zones all along the Gulf Coast. They do all that stuff. Good quality products installed properly the first time and with a 100% satisfaction guarantee, so you know you can count on them. And this spring, you can get 2 years of smart care for free with any new air conditioning system you purchase from Peden. That's scheduled maintenance, priority service, so you know when demand is high and you don't want to be at the back of the line, well, that puts you at the front of the line, and 15% off any repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
As Florida parents, we have a choice about where our children receive their education. I'm a mom of four, and I've chosen Santa Rosa County Public Schools for my family. That's why I'm running for school board. I have a vested interest in making sure our children receive a quality education. I'll be your advocate in our community, promoting transparency, fiscal responsibility, and a brighter future for every student. I'm Jill Broxton-Teston. I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew on News Radio 92.3. Got a couple of other texts pertaining to Dreamers. We're saying that Florida has banned undocumented immigrants from attending any of our higher institutions or even getting GED at state institutions. And I said, on the surface, that makes sense. But then you're talking about the Dreamers, the kids who came here. You know, the parents brought them here as kids. They didn't really have a choice. They grew up in America. They only know America. And that blocks them from being able to get education, too. And I said, there's got to be a balance there because we can't do what Obama did, which is pass DACA and then end up having unintended consequences where we get all these undocumented immigrants coming over as unaccompanied minors just so they can get into the country. There's got to be something else done. Here's another text. Dreamers can become citizens through existing immigration avenues. Some Dreamers may even be able to attain lawful permanent residence, like a green card, through specific routes as marriage to a U.S. citizen, employment-based sponsorship, certain family-based petitions. Once they receive a green card, they can typically apply for citizenship after maintaining that status for 5 years. Here's a text. If your parents came here legally and born children here, and now those children are already go to college, then we definitely have a problem here. Did those parents become American citizens? Can those parents speak English? If the parents didn't do the right thing, they should go back to their home country. Well, that's the thing. The parents, yes. But what about the kids who don't even know what the home country is and stuff? So there's a lot of pieces of this. Oh, I skipped traffic. My bad. Let's go to get traffic real quick with PJ.
There is a vehicle crash with a roadblock North Davis Highway at Brent Lane. Use caution through that area. Also, a vehicle crash North Palafox Street at West Loretta Street. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got in the news for us?
Well, good morning, Bobby. Well, the FBI is now saying that it is still investigating the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. Of course, we heard the other day that some of the notes ransom notes may have been false, but apparently a couple of those notes that they received are being investigated still as potentially legitimate. Latest round of talks between the U.S. and Iran have now ended with no major developments. Officials in Qatar claim that there was positive progress in the talks that wrapped up Wednesday in Doha. Negotiators for the two countries spent both days discussing the Strait of Hormuz and unfreezing Iranian funds. And California is going to be honoring martial arts legend Bruce Lee with an annual state observance. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law designating May 17th as Bruce Lee Day in California, making Lee the first Chinese American in California history, anyway, to receive an annual namesake day.
That's pretty cool. Big Bruce Lee. Yeah. What's that?
I said Bruce Lee was awesome.
Oh yeah, Bruce Lee was so awesome, and I remember. I became a big, I always respected Bruce Lee, but then that movie came out about him in the 90s.
Dragon, the Bruce Lee story.
Dragon, I think it's called.
I just watched it.
Which one was it?
Dragon, the Bruce Lee story.
Yes, that's the one. Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. Man, I watched that thing on repeat when I was a teenager. I think I was like 17, 18 years old, and I loved it. And Yeah, I haven't seen that forever. I need to watch that again. So you just watched it? You just watched it recently?
Yeah, it was free on YouTube. I'm not sure with it being a new month if it's still free, but you can check it out.
What's the what did you think? I mean, have you seen it before? Or was that the first time seeing it?
I saw it back in the 90s. It was awesome. So I've been kind of waiting for it to be free on one of the streaming services. I saw it on YouTube. I'm like, I'm there. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Does it hold power? Does it still seem like it's a decent show?
Still very cool.
Awesome. Yeah, that's so cool. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Jobs report. Jobs increased, 57,000 jobs. However, that was far less than what they thought was going to happen. They thought it was going to be 115,000 jobs added to the market, and it only added 57,000 jobs to the market. The stock market initially shot right up as soon as the news came out. Now, it's been going down ever since, and the market just opened, and it's collapsing. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Your ships are coming in for America 250. The U.S. Navy Band in New York serenading the parade of ships for the Sail 4th 250 Festival in New York Harbor. 37 tall ships, 40 naval vessels, and the Navy Blue Angels fly by salute under a heat dome of 100 degree highs. 270 million people spreading from the Midwest, peaking today into July 4th. The Navy searching for a missing sailor in the Arabian Sea.
After an emergency water landing in the Arabian Sea, U.S. Naval Forces Central Command posted to X saying there's no indication the emergency was caused by hostile action. Three of the helicopter's four crew members have been recovered and are in stable condition aboard the George H.W. Bush.
Fox's Trey Yangston, Tel Aviv. AAA advises the busiest getaway travel time on the roads today, 2 to 6 p.m., noon to 7 tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 78 degrees with sunny skies. We'll get a look at our forecast. That's up in just a few minutes. A paceman that served as treasurer for a local steelworkers union chapter has pleaded guilty to stealing nearly $95,000 of union funds over 3 years. Clarence Penny wrote six unauthorized checks to himself from the union's account between 2020 and 2023, also falsified annual financial reports. Penny pleaded guilty on 8 counts of bank fraud, 1 count of embezzlement, 3 counts of falsifying union records, and now faces potentially up to 30 years in prison on each bank fraud count. Sentencing has been set for September 17th in Pensacola. A Milton woman was seriously injured yesterday after rear-ending a stopped tractor trailer in Santa Rosa County on Morristown Road. FHP says the semi had stopped to back into a construction site. The woman's SUV struck it from behind. The truck driver wasn't hurt. An investigation is ongoing. Well, July is Parks and Recreation Month, and the city of Pensacola is marking that occasion with a month-long series of pop-up parties at parks across the cities. Residents can watch for activities popping up in neighborhood parks throughout the month. Full schedules and updates are available at the city website, cityofpensacola.com, or by following the department on Facebook or Instagram. A $1 million EPA Brownfields grant is headed to Pensacola's west side. City officials have two specific properties in mind to use it.
Two prioritized projects that we included in our application were the Gibson School Building and the Baptist Hospital Legacy Campus. They can be used for environmental assessment and cleanup activities across both priority sites in the Westside Community Redevelopment Area.
City Administrator David Stafford, the Baptist Legacy Campus is already the subject of a community engagement and development feasibility process that was approved earlier this month by the CRA. The city applied for the maximum grant amount in January, received the full $1 million ask. Now the numbers are in for the Manna Donut Strike. And the campaign generated enough food and funds to provide 47,895 healthy meals. The fundraiser alone raised enough to cover 9,880 meals. The city is thanking the community for its support and both departments for their efforts in that. Well, the governor recently vetoed the state e-bike legislation that would have set speed limits on sidewalks and pedestrian areas. But city officials say the city of Pensacola is still moving ahead with a local ordinance focused specifically on Class 3 e-bikes, which can travel up to 28 miles per hour and function more like motorcycles than traditional bicycles. The city attorney's office has a draft ordinance in final internal review, and they're hoping to bring that before city council as soon as this September. Well, good news from the Escambia and Santa Rosa County school districts. Both districts earned A ratings from the Florida Department of Education this year. In Escambia County, 19 schools earned an A, 16 a B, 17 a C, no Ds, no Fs. And in Santa Rosa County, 12 of their 29 graded schools earned an A. It is 8:35. Our next news at 9, let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by Progressive Insurance. A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com. Taking a look at the big board here, we have a vehicle crash with a roadblock. North Davis Highway at Brent Lane. Use caution through that area. Also, a vehicle crash North Palafox Street at West Loretta Street. Roadway's clear. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing another beautiful hot day today. 10% chance of rain overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. High near 93. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Friday, mostly sunny skies. 10% chance of rain. High near 93. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Heading into Saturday, mostly sunny skies. 30% chance of rain. High near 93. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got 78 degrees in Pensacola. Let's make that 80 degrees in Pensacola, rising as I watch here. 82 in Gulf Breeze, 83 in Milton. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. And your money now. Today, markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow is up 281 and a quarter points, 52,586.58. S&P 500 up 34 and a quarter points, 75,17.18. NASDAQ is up 82 and three quarter points at 26,122.814. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, it is down at 4.47% today. Turning to commodities, gold up 44.90 at 41.27.30. Silver is up 97 cents. At 61.48, and Bitcoin up over $1,800 at 61,903.10. Oil prices are down today, just about a buck. West Texas Intermediate down 98 cents at 67.56 a barrel. Brent crude currently trading down 94 cents at 70.63 a barrel. Looking at our fuel prices, the national average is down today at 3.83 for a gallon of regular. The statewide average for Florida is at 383 today. That is up from yesterday's average of 381 and about the same as it was 1 week ago. Now, taking a look at our average prices locally in Escambia County, seeing average prices right about 353 a gallon. Santa Rosa County, 356 per gallon. Well, the jobs report is out today, and the Labor Department says employers added about 57,000 jobs in June. That's a lot less than expected. They were expecting 115,000 short of the 172,000 added in May as well. Also, some signs that if you have a job, you're more likely to keep it than you may have been a few months ago. Unemployment fell slightly to 4.2% across the nation. Well, America's celebrating its birthday, and babies will be getting the presents this year in the form of Trump accounts. This report from Rory O'Neill.
Included in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill, Trump accounts officially launch on the 4th of July. Millions of families have already signed up for what's technically known as a 530A account. They provide U.S. citizens born between 2025 and 2028 with a one-time $1,000 contribution from the federal government. That money cannot be withdrawn until the child turns 18. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh says inflation risks have declined over the last few weeks. This is due to energy prices dropping following the U.S. and Iran signing a memorandum of understanding to end the war last month. During a gathering of central bankers in Portugal, Warsh said the central bank still has more work to do, but it will stay independent regardless of what the president wants. And Sony has announced they'll stop making physical game discs for PlayStation starting January of 2028. After that, they say all new games will be only available in a digital format. It is 8:40. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
God bless America, land that I love. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring located at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. From all of us at Howard Young Flooring, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Many of us will surround ourselves with family, cookouts, swimming, and fireworks. What a fun day. Celebrate freedom and celebrate safely. God bless.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensuring our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3. Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July.
But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels?
Did you know that the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 17th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by the Dan Stewart Law Firm and Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze. It's The History of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15, right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
What you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
What you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. It's 86 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of around 91, 92, and it's going to be a hot one with the heat index in the triple digits. All right, frivolous topic of the day here. There's somebody who posted on, one of those Reddit type of websites. Should my girlfriend stop leaving piles of her hair and nails around our apartment? Oh, yes. The traditional household debate of hairs and nails all over the apartment. However, you have the opposite thing. Should my boyfriend or husband stop leaving their beard trimmings in the sink? And things like that. So here's the question. Like, what's worse? Like hair in the shower, or and like nail clippings on the floor or beard trimmings in the sink. And I guess that depends on if you're a dude or a female. So here's a bigger question too then. Should your significant other have to clean up after themselves, or should you just accept that that's part of living together, that you might have to clean up after each other? There you go. 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Go ahead and start sending over your texts. Here's a couple of things, jokes that I came up with here. Found enough apartment in our apartment to build a second girlfriend. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm starting to think she's not losing her hair. She's cloning herself. And finally, if I leave one beard hair in the sink, it's a federal offense, but somehow a tumbleweed of long hair in the shower gets diplomatic immunity. That's good. Here's a text. Please pray for the missing Navy pilot on the USS Bush. He has family here in our area. This is hitting home. Yeah, thanks for that update right there. So while you're texting in, by the way, are you expected to clean up after your significant other when it comes to like hair, nail clippings, and things like that? Should they pick up after themselves? So what do you think? 850-437-1620. And which is worse, tumbleweeds of hair in the shower or beard clippings in the sink? 850-437-1620. We'll get the thoughts from David and PJ here in a second. First, let me hit a couple of news stories while you guys are thinking about that. First, we got to get traffic on the fives.
Well, there is a vehicle crash North Davis Highway at Brent Lane. Looks like that roadblock has been cleared up. Also, a vehicle crash west 9 1/2 mile road at Ashland Avenue. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thank you very much. Trump announces a $415 million disaster relief for the state of Florida. $2.1 million of that is expected to come to the Pensacola area. Representative Jimmy Patronis acknowledges the political angle, saying, quote, "I hate to say politics are playing in this, but they are." Patronis noted that Trump's statement says that he loves the panhandle. Hey, still benefits us. $2.1 million coming here for disaster relief. Tim Ferriss, the author of The 4-Hour Workweek, The 4-Hour Body, and all these things that are about doing less for more, says that AI is killing his book sales. He says it started in 2025, was the first big drop, and in 2026 looks even more severe. It's a 50% drop in book sales. He said the only thing that's really changed that lifetime in that time frame is the acceleration of AI. He goes on and explains that you used to go to self-help books and podcasts to get information, and now instead of going to a book, you just go to AI. He also suggests that AI will soon cannibalize three other categories in a similar way: how-to YouTube videos, as well as prescriptive podcasts, as well as online courses, newsletter, and advice blogs. And he's probably right. I totally see that happening. Speaking of AI, real quick, last one, and we'll read your text here pertaining to should you clean up after yourself, or are you expected to clean up after your significant other when it comes to hair, whether it be beard trimmings in the sink or tumbleweeds of hair in the shower, nail clippings, things like that. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Last AI-related story here for you. In South Florida, the sugar canes are now being run by tractors that are autonomous. That's right. No human operators in the tractors. They have no steering wheel, no cab, just robots running the tractors in the sugar cane fields in South Florida. We now live in the future. All right, David, what do you think about the hair situation? First of all, which is worse, tumbleweeds of hair in the shower or beard trimmings left in the sink?
they're probably about on equal footing, I'd have to say.
Okay, just depends on who left it, I guess, yeah, right?
I guess it depends on whether you're asking me or me or Kelly
or her. Yeah,
yeah, but as much as I hate pulling the globs of hair out of the shower drain about, you know, every other week or so, I imagine that she doesn't like me leaving my beard trimmings either. Although I don't shave very often, so she probably gets the better end of it.
There you go. All right. So, but should we, is it just expected that you're going to have to clean up after your significant other, or it should be more demand on the significant other that they need to clean up after themselves or ourselves?
Hmm. Boy, that's a
you don't
want to
say
one.
You don't want to get in
that's
trouble.
A tough
I get
one.
It. It's okay.
I get it. No, I don't know. I mean, I would think that you should probably. I try to clean my beard trimmings out of the sink. Maybe I miss a few here and there.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, all right. PJ, what's your thoughts here?
Yeah, so I try to clean up after myself when I'm shaving and stuff, but I have three teenage daughters, and so there's always hair in the drain.
Yep. Yeah. I have two teen. I have, one of them's now in her 20s, and the other one's teen, and it's just a regular thing to go in the shower, and there's hair on the wall. And I'm like, why is there hair on the wall? What is going on? She's like, well, it was coming out while I was showering. I just stuck it on the wall. Why is it still there?
Everything.
Yeah. She's like, well, I just forgot to get it. I'm like, yeah, but that means I got to clean it up now. Oh, my goodness. All right, so let's read some of the text here. Clean up after yourself, exclamation point. No one wants to clean up left behind hair or clipped nails. Ew. I only trim my beard the day before the house cleaner comes, and my wife loves me for it. That's good. That's funny. They're both gross. We will always We were always taught to leave the bathroom the way you found it, which was clean. And then here's Dex, though, says hair shower is worse. Pulling out not just hair, but what is attached to it. Soap, scum, and other bodily fluids that go down the drain. Blah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. No, I've got a. I have female friends of mine who they admit hair in the shower is worse. To them, it's way grosser. They don't even like to get their own hair. Like, I have a friend, she puts a glove on to get her own hair out of the shower because she's like, I don't know what's attached to it. So it's like, yeah, okay. There's so much hair in the drain. I think I live with a Sasquatch. You know what? My sister used to say that, but it was because of her ex-husband's back hair. I'm not lying. I wish I was, but I'm not. He was so hairy. It's the hair in the shower issue was not from her. It was from him. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Let's go ahead and get a quick break when we come back. Apple has new update on their plans for iPhones in the next year. I'll share with you a little bit about what that is coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hurricane season is here. Is your home protected? At StormTech Shutter Systems, they provide custom hurricane protection built for the Gulf Coast, including roll-down shutters, accordion shutters, Bahama shutters, storm panels, and storm fabric systems. Their professionally installed products are built to code and designed to protect what matters most. Financing options are available to help make protecting your home easy. Don't wait until the next storm is on the radar. Call today for your free estimate. StormTech Shutter Systems. Protection you can trust when it matters most.
The name is Ace Unlocks, a fantastic company with a terrible, or at least a terribly misleading name. I was talking to Chris Rona, the owner, the other day, and he's like, Andrew, we've been doing this for a long time. We started by opening people's car doors for students who got locked out of their cars on campus at UWF in 1998. Basically, we're running our operation with a 89 4Runner and an 89 Mustang, a pager, and a payphone. And they'd page us, and we'd call them and come open their car for them. And that was a great business. We didn't think it'd be anything. We thought it'd be a couple a month. It turned out to be about two a day, a very common problem. And we still to this day do it. It used to be $20. Now it's $25. But we try to keep prices low for the students. In any case, people think that's us because it's in our name. And it's kind of my fault because that's how we started. But today we do so much more. Basically anything connected to locks. So key fobs. Modern cars, you know, laser cut keys, programming the fob. We have all the machines, all of the computers, all of the access to the software that the dealers use. And of course, we'll do it quite a bit cheaper. So you lose one, you damage one, you only got one when you bought it, you want a second one. If it stopped working for whatever reason, and I know because I went there to get a key fob made for me, and it was great, easy. They're totally awesome to work with, and I saved money. Residential locks, business locks, anything that deals with locks, Ace Unlocks. 505-7545 or stop by 125 Airport Boulevard right where Airport meets the train tracks. Plus, if you mention my name, Andrew McKay, you'll get 10% off.
Saturday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. Be at Community Maritime Park at 7 p.m. for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget, at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola State College. Continue listening at 9, as the fireworks will be synchronized to music on News Radio 92.3. Presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July Saturday with the free Pensacola Fireworks.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020.
The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Be at Community Maritime Park Saturday at 7 for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert. At 9, the fireworks will be synchronized to the music on News Radio 92.3.
Let's go to more news with Bobby Rossi on news, or with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get our last traffic on the fives update with PJ.
All right. Thanks, Bobby. There is a vehicle crash west 9 1/2 mile road at Ashland Avenue. No roadblock associated with that. Also, a vehicle crash North Davis Highway at Brent Lane. Looks like that roadblock has been cleared up. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Today's birthdays: Margot Robbie turns 34 years old. Soccer star Alex Morgan turns 35. Lindsay Lohan turns 38, and Johnny Weir turns 40 today. Today in history, 1937 was the day, unfortunately, that Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan were last heard from over the Pacific Ocean and disappeared while trying to make their first equatorial round-the-world flight. In 1964, today was the day that LBJ signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to prohibit segregation in public spaces. And then today was also the day that the end of South Vietnam. Communist North Korea annexed the former South Vietnam to form the United Socialist Republic of Vietnam. That happened today in history. Apple plans 5 new iPhones through 2027, and they're going to design their own chips in order to break free from China. It's a major power move that could reshape the next how the next phone gets built, and the company has reportedly raised its foldable iPhone production plans to 10 million units. So, yeah, we'll get a foldable iPhone pretty soon. Apple plans to introduce at least 2 new iPhones in the first half of 2027, including the standard iPhone 18 and the new iPhone Air. Going back to a couple of texts here, we're talking about hair and everything like that. Here's the text says, clean the beard hair. And cleaning the shower hair is home maintenance. So it's the man's job, or so I'm told. That's nice. Here's a text. We banned our son to the outdoor shower for beard trimming. That'll teach him. Oh, boy. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. After the Supreme Court loss on birthright citizenship, where Trump tried to sign an executive order that limited birthright citizenship, lost it with a 6-3 decision, he went to and basically came out and says, fine, we'll go to Congress. So Trump and congressional allies are saying they want to pass legislation that has the same provisions in it, which, frankly, that's what needs to be done anyway. One of the biggest problems we have had since pretty much George W. is too much governing by executive fiat, that even if the Supreme Court upheld it, it's still just an executive order. So the next president that comes in, whether it be J.D. Vance or any other Republican or a Democrat, they could all just come in and go, never mind, we're going to pull that executive order back. And we need some sort of consistency. And the only way you get consistency is passing bills through Congress, and even bigger, passing an amendment to the Constitution. So it needs to happen anyway. Will it happen? Well, that's a whole other thing, because now you're talking about, you know, trying to get bipartisan effort and blah, blah, blah. Speaking of immigration efforts, the Trump administration is trying a multi-pronged approach to reshape U.S. immigration. Unfortunately, most of it is through executive fiat, but this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to narrow asylum access, increase deportations, and restrict legal immigration pathways. The legal immigration pathways they're trying to restrict was the what he tried to do with the birthright citizenship thing. So administration is expanding expedited removal. They're allowing deportations in some cases without court hearings for undocumented immigrants. They're targeting H-1B visa program and family reunification sponsorships as part of the legal immigration restrictions. And those are the things that have been being challenged. By the way, border agents just uncovered $3.7 million in cocaine.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.